Ms. Johnson, why haven't you typed up those new invoices yet?
I don't know.
Oh, I know why. Because you've been playing this damn Minesweeper game all day. That's it. You're fired.
In a world where every movie trailer begins with a line in a world, a simple country girl tries to make it in the big city.
You're leaving me?
Hey, babe, I got nothing against you being an average spunky woman. But now you're an average spunky woman with no job!
Now all I have left is Minesweeper.
But only after losing everything.
Is that the unmistakable smell of a natural gas leak? My beautiful studio apartment! Who would do such a thing?
Come with me if you want to motherfucking live!
Will she finally find herself?
Why would anyone want me dead?
Thousands of years ago, the Minesweeper game was put into Windows because of a prophecy that one day a person would get really motherfucking good at it and save the world from mines. When we first saw your numbers, we thought it was a mistake. But now we know better. You ain't just no ex-secretary.
What are you trying to say?
You're the new Minesweeper.
From the studio that forced you to watch Triple X and Stealth.
Find the mines, lady!
Let's see. A one, a two, and a blank spot. Please hurry, my baby's in there! So the mines are here! Take that, Bembridge Scholars!
Comes a film about believing in yourself.
Hey there, you're that new minesweeping girl, right?
Minesweeping woman, thank you very much.
Oh crap, I'm being kidnapped!
Ugh. Come back here with my future husband, you hoodlums!
The avarice of greed.
Come on, I can see the treasure across the room!
Stop! The ancient Incas filled this place with mines!
I don't believe you!
I will be rich!
Come back, motherfucker! Dumbass.
And facing your fears.
I tried to clear all the mines, but those people still died.
Lady, they drowned. Because the ninjas pushed them in the lake. That's not your fault.
I don't care. I'll never minesweep again.
No!
Prepare yourself for the best video game movie yet. We mean it this time.
I've never seen a mine grid so motherfucking big.
Attention all ships. We're screwed!
Not if I have anything to say about it.
You're back.
I had a lot of time to think about what you said. Now then, let's clear some mines.
Samuel L. Jackson.
I want these motherfucking mines out of my motherfucking ocean.
Rachel Wise.
This garden is constantly filled with mines.
Minesweeper.
With that last mine, lady.
You're standing on it.
Sweeping into theaters this fall.
Welcome back to the BenHeck.com podcast. We are now on episode 19. With me once again is my co-host, Jason Jones.
Guten Tag, friends of the internet.
Yes. Well, we're back today with some great topics. They're a little strange as usual, but whatever. Topic one is called Ben and Jones Bitch About Cell Phones.
Yes.
Yes. We are going to talk about cell phones, their impact in society, and I think we should also postulate as to when the first cell phone implant will take place, because it's only a matter of time.
Yes, I believe so.
Probably about 3 months. Topic two is listener mailbag. We took some questions from the forums, and the questions that haven't been already answered, we are going to answer. We've already talked about where Jones works, so we don't need to talk about that twice.
We have?
Yeah, we did. They asked that before.
I know. Well, what I do for a living, yes.
Yeah, but I think someone does want some IT horror stories. So.
Oh, God, I got to try to cook something up.
Okay. And topic three, which we just came up with, or Jones is on the way here, is the ever-blurring line between consoles and PCs. Most of these big games that are actually next-gen and not on the Wii are 360, PS3, and PC, all three consoles or systems. And then Microsoft has this thing where it's integrating live into the Windows experience, so
yes.
The line is blurring. Yes.
It's
so those are
fuzzy.
Our topics. All right, news stories of the week.
Ben, what were you doing the last couple of days?
Yes, this week I went to Los Angeles and I was on MTV, the Game Trailer Show.
Mm. Awesome.
Yes, it was quite the great trip. They treated me really well, and we did show my new mystery product, which means the contest should probably end on or around the time this thing shows on MTV, which is going to be this Tuesday, the 15th-ish.
Yeah.
Is that right? Probably.
Yeah. That'd be the 15th of E2.
Okay, I just guessed.
Nice.
Pretty good. yeah, so we were I was on there, and I showed the my product, and I also showed one of the VCSP Rev 5.1s and another mystery product, which you will see when you watch the show. I believe it's Tuesday evening. And they also will have a full extra long version, like Double Mint Gum, online that you can download. So check it out. And
excellent.
Hopefully I did okay and wasn't too fragmented. It wasn't live, so I appreciated that. But yes, thanks to everyone at MTV that helped me out with that, because it was a fine trip. Except for beer in California is way too expensive.
And gas, too.
Yeah, the highest I saw was $3.85.
Wow. Makes ours look dirt cheap.
Yeah, but actually, most the average is probably about $3.50. It varied wildly.
Huh.
Yeah. But you can buy beer 24/7 there in the supermarkets.
So maybe that's why it's more expensive. You get to pay for that.
No, I'm talking about like in a bar.
Oh, okay.
It's like $5 anywhere you go, which is a complete ripoff. So, of course, as soon as I got back, Dale picked me up in the airport, and he's like, hey, you thinking? I'm like, let's go drinking. So we went down to the local greasy bowling alley,
yes,
drank some nice cheap beers and smoked cigars, and thought, we're back in Wisconsin, or I'm back in Wisconsin. But California is an all right place. So
it's not too bad.
Welcome to California! So, yeah, it was a great trip. Thank you, MTV, for taking me out there. I'll just bring more beer money next time. Yeah, all right. Let's see. Any other gaming news? I really haven't been keeping up because I've been...
There hasn't been much going on the last week or two, it doesn't seem like, from what I've noticed. It's kind of that quiet time of year, I suppose, when there's not a whole lot coming out. And
everybody's gearing up for summer.
Yeah.
I saw Spider-Man 3 last weekend.
Oh, yeah, I did too.
What did you think?
I liked it. I thought it was as good as the other two. Wasn't...
Say it was like an X3. Like, the critics didn't like it, but
yeah,
most people will...
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it had some, issues where it didn't really develop the Venom character very well.
Or the Sandman character. It's like, he just falls into that sand thing and like, oh, I guess I'm Sandman.
Yeah.
But I really liked the scene where he was forming himself.
That
I thought that was
cool.
Nice and dark and sad and...
I liked how they made his character sympathetic, at least. You know, like, you could kind of see why he was doing what he was doing, and I liked how they kind of took Spider-Man into the Batman territory, where he parallels the villains a little more. Where, I don't want to give away any spoilers, there's that scene where he's talking to the Sandman, and, they realize that they've both done some bad things and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I liked how they did that. He's not just Mr. Goody Two-Shoes. So.
Right. Well, yeah, in Peter Parker kind of turns, I wouldn't say evil, but he turns into kind of a cad.
Yeah, he's like an egotistical prick, basically.
But
or whatever.
That's the Venom suit. That's not him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny.
That was funny. I liked the fact that they didn't take themselves too seriously with this movie, and they just had some fun with it.
Like when he was hitting on J.K. Simmons' secretary.
Yeah, that was good.
<awesome. laughs> And of course, J.K. Simmons said he said something funny there.
Yeah, and I thought they did good with like the Harry Osborn character.
Yeah,
too.
I like what
how
they did with him.
Played around with him.
The amnesia thing was a little weak.
Yeah, but
at the end, I liked what they did, especially how it was. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Can't really get into it very much without spoilers.
But it's a good time, but all of you have probably seen it already, judging by the box office haul that it
had. Hey, at least it beat Pirates of the Caribbean 2.
Thank goodness. At least a decent movie has the record again instead of an abortion.
Yeah. So, yeah, all these, movie geeks didn't like X-Men 3 either, but...
Yeah, like all the comic book fanatical people or whatever.
For those of us who are like 30 and don't still read comic books,
yeah,
you don't have
fun.
A big problem with these movies if they don't follow to the letter. We just want to be entertained.
Yeah, it's a summer movie. It's supposed to just entertain you, have some action, a bit of character development's nice, chemistry between the actors, but, just entertain us.
Yeah, when you hear these movies are supposed to suck, like X-Men 3, and then you see it, and you're like, there's nothing wrong with that.
I know.
I thought there was
solid
parts in that movie that were pretty cool. Like the end with the chess piece.
That's
I thought that was awesome.
Yeah.
And then it just, like, ends, you know, after he moves it slightly, and it's not even that, he doesn't even move it that much.
Yeah, it's just a little shimmy, but...
Well, so maybe, like, when these critics take these movies down so far, or whatever, or the internet geeks, then when you finally see it, it's always better, so maybe you can thank them for that, because...
Yeah.
I was looking forward to Spider-Man, 3, and then I was starting to hear that it wasn't supposed to be that great, but then it was better than I thought it was going to be, so...
Yeah. I think in some ways they just start to kind of lash out at these series because, for the most part, the first two Spider-Mans were pretty well reviewed, especially the second one, and the X-Men's were both pretty well reviewed.
Especially the second one.
Yeah, and then it's kind of like, now's our chance to take a shit on it, or whatever, because maybe it's got a couple of cracks in it or whatever, but...
Any of the Spider-Man, maybe not the third one, but, I mean... Spider-Man 3 is leagues better than, Batman Returns, and definitely better than Batman Forever or Batman and Robin.
Yeah, there's no question.
They could have done a lot worse. They could have dropped the ball. I mean, a movie like Pirates 2 drops the ball.
Yes, it's big time.
Completely off. And Spider-Man 3 is more of a, I don't know, yeah.
It's not any more than it needs to be, basically.
And the thing with, Venom, I mean, didn't originally, J.K. Simmons, obviously I use his actual name, not his character's name. his son is an astronaut. Didn't he, originally, take the slime stuff from outer space, and that's how it gets to Earth?
I think, but
and
I don't
a movie
know
geek
well.
Would be like, well, why didn't they show that?
You mean a comic book geek?
Either or. Yeah. It just lands on an asteroid, but then the movie, they don't realize that, they'd have to have, him up in space, he'd have to get back down to Earth, all this, they call it shoe leather.
Yeah.
And it may be lazy, but an asteroid landing is fast.
Yeah, it's the only thing that's important is that the shit gets on Earth and it gets attached to Peter Parker. Mm-hmm. That's all you need.
Here's a question.
The movie would have been Pirates 2 if it would have done shit like that.
What do you mean?
Where it would have had the space scene and all this other crap, because it would have just done all this garbage that... Didn't
the
connect
space
anything.
Scene would have worked if it,
it just would have...
was only one villain. But then it would have only worked if there was a way for you to have, kind of a weight with the son.
Mm-hmm.
You
gotta have something invested in him.
Right. I mean, because if you're gonna see him floating around in space, he's gotta be a recurring character. But whatever, we should probably move on. But, it's better than the critics say, and nobody listens to critics anyway, so...
Yeah, especially this year.
I know you have a web review site, but you have to admit that's kind of the way it is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people like me, I look at movie reviews, and I just like to read them to see what other people are saying about them. But, if I really want to see the new Tom Cruise movie or whatever and the critics shit all over it, I'm going to go see it anyways. I don't care. They shat on Vanilla Sky, and what the hell did they know? Because that movie rocked.
Yeah,
so.
It was. It was cool. I read today, I guess... Bruce Willis confirmed that Die Hard 4 is PG-13. And he said, I read an interview, though, he was complaining about it. So he's like the harbinger of doom, but he's complaining about it. He's like, they make this movie so people under 17 can get in. But if you think about it, let's say you're 16 and Fox wants you to go see Die Hard 4. That means you were 4 years old when Die Hard 3 came out. You weren't even born when the second one came out. And your parents were probably still in high school when the first one came out. So why would you even care about it? And he just said that, I'm sure. He said pretty much, that's pretty much what he said. It's a good point, but...
Oh, yeah.
I would have gone... I'm not going to go see it now.
Yeah,
I think we should just put it right into the shitty movie bin, because I didn't expect it to be good, but...
No.
I'm not even going to
bother. But then if it's PG-13, that ain't a freaking Die Hard movie. That ain't a fucking Die Hard movie, guys.
Yeah. You have lines like, I've got the goddamn Shriners in my fucking airport, and they're coming in with the goddamn airplanes and shit. Get the fuck out of my air office, McClane!
So, let me guess... The only instance of a swear word, and it's going to be yippee-ki-yay motherfucker, and it's going to happen one time, and that's how they get their PG-13. Ugh. There won't be any icicles in eye sockets.
Yes!
Ugh.
What sets off those senses first? The lead in your ass or the shit in your brains? Oh, God. Oh, you know what I wanted to do yesterday when I got out of off the plane? I wanted to watch Die Hard 2. Because I love it. All right. Well, that's the news. It had nothing to do with tech, but...
They should have shown that on the plane.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
Look, planes crashing into the runway at the airport.
We need McClane! Possible presidential candidates trying to save the day!
Oh, man. Well, that's disappointing.
Yeah.
PG-13.
So stupid. I mean, did they not see how much money the completely mediocre 300 made?
Yeah.
All right.
And the first Matrix did just fine.
And the second one. And the third one. And Saving Private Ryan. And Terminator 3.
Yeah.
And there's something else recently that made a pretty good amount of money.
Passion of the Christ.
Yeah. I mean, okay, maybe the kids could sneak in anyway, but their parents don't care, which is the same reason why video game ratings don't mean a damn thing.
Yeah.
But people my or our age, we don't even care what a movie's rated. Why would we, you know?
Well, and the thing, too, is it's like you can go to the movie theater, buy a ticket for Happy Feet or whatever, you know, and then wander into the theater showing the R-rated movie. As long as it's not, like, the opening weekend, they never have anybody there checking the goddamn tickets anyway.
Yep.
So it doesn't prevent anything. Anyway.
All right. So let's move on to our first real topic that does not involve Bruce Willis. It is Ben and Jones bitch about cell phones.
Yay!
Yes. So, I think this is kind of a joint idea.
Yeah. I know I despise them. I don't know what your feelings are about them, but...
Well, my feeling about cell phones is the same way I feel about a lot of things in modern day. You know, we have pollen count warnings on the news.
Yeah.
We have 96 airbags per car. We have kids that have to be on 94 medications. And I always think, you know, our species has survived for however many thousands of years you believe in.
Yeah.
A long-ass time, regardless.
Just by living off of shit out of the ground, basically.
Yeah, and so, you know, and...
Maybe some people's teeth fell out of their mouths, you know, and they had to get wooden ones put in because there wasn't any fucking fluoride, but, you know, Jesus.
Did you ever hear about in France, in, like, the Middle Ages, they would actually put bleach, raw bleach, on their teeth?
Nice.
And made them super white, but then everybody's teeth fell out.
Yeah, I suppose that would happen.
But modern tooth whitening actually uses very low amounts of bleach.
Yeah.
Like tenths of a percent or hydrogen peroxide. I don't know what that has to do with cell phones, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we got along without them before, so why do we need them now?
Yeah. Well, like on my way over here, some wench about ripped my left front off, switching lanes, she's yapping on her cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Not paying lick of attention to what she's doing on the roads.
I'm against laws that infringe on people's basic rights to do things.
Yes,
like
I am too.
All the smoking laws I think are ridiculous because they're passed by people who don't smoke or probably even leave their house to like go out for a beer.
Yes.
However, I would almost be for a cell phone ban for cars.
Yeah.
Because it would piss off so many people. That's why I would like it.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm very anti all that smoking law shit, but when it comes to something like this you're talking about, like people can say with smoking it affects people's health in ways, but it's like, I don't go to bars anyways, so I don't give a shit if people smoke there.
Right.
Where when I'm out on the highway and some dumbass is yapping on their cell phone, having a conversation like this, hey, what's up? What are you doing?
Where you guys at?
Yeah, hey, what are you doing later? Blah, blah, blah. You know, just some worthless conversation, but that takes their attention off what they're doing on the road, and it's impacting the safety of other people, whether they're in cars or pedestrians or riding bikes
or whatever. Maybe make it a law you have to have the hands-free.
Yeah.
Which I think
hands-free
I think
would
it'll
be
happen.
Okay.
It'll happen in California first.
I think New York's already done something like that, or they're working on it.
Well, on Mythbusters, they actually did a test, and they actually did determine that someone trying to hold a conversation on a cell phone was worse than like someone who drank like 8 beers.
Yeah.
They did like a test course and
yeah.
I mean it wasn't like night and day, but it was. But then of course they had to say, you know, we're not condoning drinking and driving, but
yeah. It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, I make it a point not to talk on my cell phone in my car, but every now and then there's, like, some phone call or whatever that I'm expecting, and I gotta take it, so I get my cell phone out and answer it while I'm going down the road. And after I'm done with the phone call, I realize that I don't remember the last couple of miles.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And that freaks the shit out of me. But it shows how it affects how much you're taking in, because you kind of just blank out that time. When you were driving, it's like, wow, how did I get here?
Do you ever do it where you're, like, fiddling with your car stereo, and you're almost not even looking at the road, and you can do that for, like, a couple miles as well?
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, it's very weird.
But, yeah, but do these people really need to be on their cell phones, like, apparently all the time? I mean...
Well, I know that's the thing, too. It's like, you know...
Not everybody, but
10 years ago...
What are they doing? I mean...
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're all these meaningless conversations... You know, that...
What are they going to do when there's no more radio frequencies left? Oh, I know what'll happen. The price will skyrocket.
Yeah. But it's like 10 years ago, barely anybody had this shit. And everybody got along just fine. And, you know, the same thing can be said for a lot of other things, you know, but...
Of course someone would say, what about before penicillin? But penicillin is something that's, like, you know, good for the survival of the human race.
Yeah.
Not the, not allowing us to... waste time and be stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing...
Cell phones are kind of hedonistic, I guess I'm saying.
Yeah, the only thing I like about them is that they are nice, like, if you're in some sort of emergency situation. You know, then they're handy to have around. But otherwise, you know, I don't see why every other person I see going down the road needs to be on the phone talking. It's like, what's going on, you know? How did all this communication take place in the past? When people didn't have cell phones. Oh, that's right, they're all like, you know, 90% of them are probably junk conversations that never needed to happen anyways.
That's a good way of putting it. Because, yes, I mean, a person now would think that if we didn't have our cell phones, you know, the world would explode. But somehow it managed to turn before we had cell phones.
Well, it's another one of these things that got marketed to people, you know, like, oh, you gotta have it.
Uh-huh.
You know, to some extent. It's like an iPod or any of these other things, you know, whatever it was, a Tickle Me Elmo, you know, this shit where people think, oh, God, I gotta have this thing, you know, and then, of course, it's like with SUVs and stuff, too, you know, how they say, oh, they're safer, you know, they're bigger and all this stuff, so you're safer and your family's safer in them, and, like, with cell phones, that safety button got pushed with those, too, you know, like for, oh, well, you know, if you run out of gas or you get a flat tire late at night and you're out in the country or whatever mm-hmm. and nobody's around, you know, you can call somebody right away, and...
There was a girl, like... I don't know, probably 4 years old, she had a cell phone when I was on a plane.
That was the other thing I was going to bring up. There's like 10-year-old kids. I haven't seen a 4-year-old, but, I mean, I've seen plenty of 10-year-olds running around with goddamn cell phones.
Why do they need them? It's a waste of money.
Yeah.
I mean, then these parents probably wonder, you know, that's why they can't afford the gas. I mean, gas costs too much, but when you're spending every possible stupid, wasteful cent you can on crap.
Yeah.
Like... a cell phone, you're like, get the family plan, you know, 5 phones for $300 a month or something. Or, like, you'll see all these commercials where, like, you know, this 9-year-old girl, they keep getting younger, is like, Mom, I need more cell phone minutes. You know what would have, and I'll go buy a different plan. Well, you know what would have happened if that was me with a cell phone when I was 9 years old? I would have gotten it taken away.
Yes.
You know, it's ugh.
Well, the thing, too, is it's like all parents are going to do is annoy their children even more. By giving them cell phones, because now, you know, like when we were younger, you know, it'd be like if you're going over to your friend's house,
mm-hmm.
my mom would usually be like, well, what time are you going to be home? 11 o'clock. Okay, if you're going to be late, call me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? They have a landline at the house. I don't need a fucking cell phone to call them. But now parents are going to be, like, calling their kids every hour. Or yet, you know, at this place.
Well anybody
who are you with? You know,
anybody. I mean, that happens. I mean, that's not just parents, but...
I know, but then, you know, whatever. But it's just, you know, it gives parents a new way to torment their children, basically. Which is just what they need. But it's kind of like, you know, it helps parents be asleep at the wheel a little more than they even already are. You know, we already ripped on parents, like, a few episodes back, so I guess it's okay to do it again, you know, but... This way they can take an even more of a gloves-off approach.
So like how the DVD player is the portable...
The babysitter.
Is the babysitter. The cell phone is the portable babysitter.
Yes. Because now it's just like, oh, well, I'll just call them and find out where they're at.
What about people that sit around with their cell phones scrolling through ringtones, showing them to their friends?
Or text messaging.
Oh, I hate text messaging! Oh, I called Steve today about something. Does he call me back and leave a message? No, he sends me a text message. It's so okay, here's what's stupid about it. Okay, unless you talk 5,000 million minutes a month, which I guess most people do,
yeah,
you know, you call them and it's part of your plan. It doesn't cost you anything. Yeah. You send a text message and it costs you
every time. Yeah, it's like, what is it, quarter or something like that?
So instead of calling and talking, which doesn't cost anything, you send a text message, which does cost you things. And it's like,
yeah.
Why? I mean, I called you in the middle of the day. You're not in a noisy bar. You're not using a jackhammer. You're not on the moon.
You know why it is, though?
Why?
Because he didn't really want to talk to you.
Oh.
So if he just sends you a message back, he doesn't get involved in this conversation. It's complete horseshit, but that's why
well,
it is.
Well, no, that's a good point. It's kind of like when you call someone and you hope you get their voicemail. Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that's basically what that is.
So it's like email.
Yeah.
But yeah, it costs money.
It's like at work. I'd much rather email the end users than have to call them.
Yeah, but would you like to email them when you have to push a button 3 times to make 1 letter?
No.
I see they had a competition where they found the world's fastest texter. Did you hear about that?
No.
It was like in New York or something. And they won like $15,000 because they could text like 60 or 80 words a minute or something.
Oh my god.
I don't know exactly how they would do that, but apparently they did.
Yeah, text messaging, it's one of those things where that's the only reason I could see why people do it. But it's like for what it costs, and because I know there's a cost per message, I don't know the exact amount.
And it's bringing down the English language, you know?
Yep.
I saw a commercial where they thought they were really clever. They had this mother and daughter talking in text speak.
Was it leet speak?
No, it was even worse. It was text speak. And I just thought, my God.
This is what
when America slips to 90th place in, like, language aptitude,
yep.
We're not going to be able to blame anyone but ourselves, but we will.
Yep, give it 30 years, our president will be up there talking in leet speak, and
he'll be like,
definitely be something.
BRB, LOL. Wait. I don't think leet speak and cell phone speak is that similar, is it?
No, I don't think so. Some of it is, though.
That karaoke movie I wanted to write, though, I did want to have a character that talked in leet and that.
He might be like
the typical zany character.
Yes.
I got something that I hate about cell phones. Here's my cell phone, which is an LG, Jones's least favorite brand.
My wife's least favorite, yes.
Oh, right. Listen, this is the shutdown music. Now, who came up with that?
Wow, that was amazing.
It's so stupid.
That's like my phone makes some sort of retarded noise when I actually turn the phone part on, because I've got one of the ones that you get your email, like a Windows mobile device. So.
Oh, it's coming back. Here's the boot up.
Ooh.
I don't know. I just hate it. I think it's stupid. Come on, boot up phone. I suppose it's so you know that it's on, but it's kind of stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, why couldn't it be like, you know, like doo-doon or some sort of Windows noise instead of like just... I mean, that's embarrassing. It's like a nursery school.
What, doesn't that make you happy? Don't you just want to start calling people frantically and burning up minutes now? That's their whole plan.
These things
are getting so ridiculous now, like the phone I've got. It's got, not only is it a phone, but you can get your frickin' email on it, you can go on the internet on it, and then you can actually hook it up, like I could hook it up to my laptop and go on the internet from my laptop through the phone.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Which is pretty cool, but I mean, it's just, like, ridiculous the amount of shit that's in these things. And it's like, do I really need all that? I mean, it's kind of irritating because now I cannot escape work at all. You know, I'll be sitting at home and I can hear the ding thing go whenever I get an email. And I don't know, but
it's part of the master plan, I guess.
Yeah, but yeah, Verizon sucks because they're the ones I've got my cell phone through.
But wait a minute. I don't understand. I mean, you know, since every advertisement on TV is either for pills, cars, or cell phones,
yeah.
Right? That's the only ads you see on TV. And of the 33% that are cell phone ads, about 90% of those are for Verizon.
Yeah.
That fucking geek guy.
Oh, yeah, that horse shit where it's like the nation's largest network or whatever the hell it is. Is that the thing or whatever?
Yeah, it's like, you've got the network. And so all these commercials I see for Verizon, but they're not that great because I have a Joan Cusack's network, U.S. Cellular.
And you should stay with them. I wish that U.S. Cellular offered the data services, which is what I need to be able to get the email and stuff, because I would get them in a heartbeat, because when I had my previous cell phones, they were all U.S. Cellular, never had problems with them. I could be out in the freaking sticks and get a signal. Where now with this thing, it's like, reception at my house is spotty, and my house is like 15 miles away from Madison, and Verizon is the local provider in my freaking town. But they don't have a damn cell tower around, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
They're just, it's freaking awful. And it was ridiculous, too. I was in Chicago, like, about a month ago, at the Shedd Aquarium. I was at the Shedd Aquarium, and the thing was sitting there searching and searching, trying to pick up a signal. That's right in goddamn Chicago, like a mile away from a billboard I'd driven past that said, Verizon, America's most reliable network. They suck. So I don't think we're ever going to get Verizon to sponsor the podcast.
Yeah, aside from the fact that roams, if you leave the Midwest at all, U.S. Cellular seems pretty good.
Yeah, I never had any problems with them, but
it's just all this advertising, like we were talking about with the Wii and the DS.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that's their job, but to make people want things, whether they want them or not.
Yeah.
Like, I want an iPod, but I have to fight myself to not buy one. I know I would never use it except for in the car, so why?
Yeah, it doesn't... No sense in it for what
well,
it costs.
Well, shall we move on to the next topic, or is there anything else you'd like to rip on cell phones about? Although I think we've given a pretty good lashing.
Yeah, I think we wailed away at it pretty good. I could go on forever, but I won't. So.
You know what would be funny? If cell phones gave everyone cancer.
That'd be hilarious.
Well, it would be, because everybody needs their 9 airbags, and they have a pollen count warning, as I mentioned earlier. Like, yeah. All these things that people are worried about, or I won't even get started in the terrorism thing.
Ugh.
But I'm just saying, all these things that people are scared about. Yeah. But they'll stick a high-frequency radio antenna up to their face all day long.
Yes, for hours on end.
It would be ironic.
Yes.
You know?
Well, the thing, too, about it is that it would... You know, as with the cell phones and stuff, you know, like, there was all that scare with them when they were first becoming popular 10 years ago, and then they're like, no, there's no worries about it. But it would be funny if, you know, like, 5 years from now, after they've really been out there for, you know, 15, 20 years, and there's this large base of people that have been using them for years, to start seeing if there are some
like
sort of effects
from them. Something?
Yeah. Kind of like living around Chernobyl or something, you know.
But another thing to think about is that for decades upon decades, we've had radio transmissions going through our bodies all the time.
Mm, yeah.
You know, and
we've survived, I guess.
But now there's more, but I don't know.
That's what always amazes me, is how much shit there is in the air, you know? Because it's like, you know, you go wherever with your cell phone, and you can make your calls, unless mm-hmm. you've got Verizon. And then you've got everybody's wireless networks floating around for their computers, and then you've got cordless phones at home, you've got all the radio waves from all the different radio stations mm-hmm. flying around, you got all the TV stations, you know, like we hooked up the rabbit ears to my set at home and picked up all these HD
channels.
Did
I send you that article I found about that?
Yeah, that was pretty cool. That rabbit ears are making a comeback and all that, so.
We're bringing rabbit ears back.
But it is just kind of amazing how there's just so much shit in the air, you know?
Yeah.
And most of that stuff wasn't there, like, 100 years ago, because, you know, we weren't transmitting all that crap around.
Yeah, that's true. Well, it must not be too bad for us, but we'll
yeah, I
see.
Guess not. Maybe that's why we're all living longer now. We have all these radio waves flying around.
Nikola Tesla used to like to push radio waves through his body, I guess. He would, like, sit there and, like... And in effect,
that's
he was
a fun
in
hobby.
Effect he was microwave. He was in effect microwaving himself.
Nice,
but oh well. All right, let's move on to our next topic, which is listener mailbag, which is from the forums. And
yes,
oh, it's only one page.
Wow, you pared it down, huh?
Nah, I only had about 2 pages total on the site, so we don't have too many questions. So that's all right, because last time we had too many and we had to go too quick.
Awesome.
All right, and they actually remember to put who it's for, both Ben or Jones or whoever. So.
Ah.
All right, so let's get started. Question for both of us. What is the most amount of money you would spend on a Wii?
For the Wii that you can buy in the stores, where it comes with Wii Sports and all that stuff, I'd pay $75.
$50.
Wow. Apparently I'm generous.
There's a lot more things I'd like more than a Wii.
Yes.
Like, breadsticks.
Yeah, like I could buy another Guitar Hero controller and have some money left over for that $75, but yeah, $75. What the hell?
I guess this question is like, you know, a year from now when it's in the bargain bin, at what point will you buy it for?
Yeah, depending on what games are out there, maybe it could even go to 100, but I'm doubting it.
But there's no games. Don't tell anyone.
Yeah.
They want you to think only the PS3 has the exclusivity on having no games, but it and the Wii both have no games as their main feature.
Yes.
No,
sells, I guess, because it has no games, but is only $250.
It's ironic. Remember Crazy Ken, the PlayStation guy, said that people would buy the PlayStation 3 even if there's no games for it? I guess he must have been really talking about the Wii, because that's what people did.
Although they've sold like 3 million PS3s now, I guess, so worldwide. Which isn't too bad for a system that costs that much.
Yes.
With no games.
If they lower the price this fall, which I bet they will, when the Blu-ray diodes. Anyway, that's a whole other topic.
Yes. Anyway.
Question for me, I guess. Would you buy a PSP to play the God of War game for PSP when it comes out? The God of War Chains of Olympus? The answer to that question is no.
Would you borrow one?
Also no, because I don't think the controls would be very good. So, it's not like I salivate over God of War and have like a 10-foot poster. It's one of the few games I play.
You do have a shirt, though.
Yeah, it was free. It's not like I put any extra effort into getting it. The guy handed it to me at the checkout counter.
Guess you can't complain about that.
Okay, question for both of us. Have you ever gone cow tipping?
No, amazingly enough, I never have.
And I haven't either.
I don't think I even know anybody who has, or at least that's admitted to it.
I think it's one of those things that people think
urban
people
legend.
Do. Like, people think that's what we do out here, but we really don't.
Yeah.
So it's like a stereotype, I guess you could say.
Yeah. We actually just sit around and drink beer and watch shitty movies and play video games. Yep. That's pretty much what Wisconsinites do.
Now, clearly in Australia, everyone, you know, goes around driving Jeeps and punching kangaroos and, you know,
carrying around big knives and wearing hats.
But we don't cow tip. Oh, okay. Here's another question for both of us. If you had to trade in all of your games and all of your systems for one system and all the games for it, what?
Basically, if there was only one system that you could have and its entire game library, and you would have to disavow all other systems, which one would you get? That's what it sounds like to me.
Well, first of all, why would that happen?
Maybe this is like that desert island scenario.
You mean like Lost?
Yes. Except it's not Hawaii, I guess.
Well, I tell you what I would do. I'd kick that doctor asshole in the ass. I hate that guy.
I would probably have to say the Xbox 360, actually.
Really?
Because I play it all the time, and quite honestly, I never really go back and play any old games. It's very rare if I do that, so.
I'd say the PS2, because it has a big library if I'm stuck on this desert island or whatever.
Yeah. See, and I could have most of the old Xbox games with that then, too, because I could have all the backwards compatible shit, so.
Mm-hmm. Question for Ben. Does it piss you off when people call you Ben Heck? It's funny, they actually asked me that on MTV. So I'll tell you the same thing I told them. They asked him a couple creative questions. I was impressed.
Nice.
It doesn't piss me off. I think it's funny, mostly. And if people think of that as a... If they think that's my name, it's like a brand, and that's also my website, so that's a good thing, actually.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just shows they don't do their research or something.
But it's seven letters, a seven-letter website, nice and short. So for what that's worth, you know, that's a value.
I did love that, like when your PS3 controller came out with the 360 shell or whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, there are all those articles linking to your
post
and all that.
Thing.
And they all said, Ben Heck does it again and all that. And I'm like, God, that's hilarious.
Maybe they're referring to my site.
Yeah.
So
it's amusing.
It doesn't piss me off. I think it's funny. So here's a question for you, Jones.
Oh, God.
Got any good dumb user stories? And I assume this means in IT.
God. I'm sure I probably do somewhere in the deep recesses of my mind. Nothing extraordinary is coming to mind. Just that most of the stereotypical ones you hear about have actually happened, like the one where somebody calls up and they're like, there's nothing on my screen. It's because their monitor wasn't turned on. I have actually had that one before. I've even had the one where the computer wasn't turned on. You know, like, all those stupid ones you've heard, they're pretty much true. So,
a very common thing that happens?
Very common thing.
That just pisses you off, because it's like, jeez!
Well, people that somehow forget their passwords, even though they use them, like, every day, those really annoy me, because they'll call up, oh, I locked myself out, you know, and all that, and it's like, how? You've been using it for the last 2 months. You know, I can understand it if they had to change their password on Friday and they come in on Monday or Tuesday and they might have forgot it, but usually these are people that have been using it for weeks, and it's usually like their child's name with a number at the end of it. It's not like it's rocket science to remember these
or
things.
Or Packers.
Yeah.
How would you break into any computer in Wisconsin?
Yeah. Packers with a capital P and the number 4 at the end would probably get you in.
That's probably Brett Favre's password, too.
I would imagine. But yeah, if I ever think of a really good one, I'll make sure I bring it up on a future podcast.
Because you have Jones's Tales of Woe.
Yeah, because I know I've had some doozies, but it's just not coming to me right now. Sorry. Actually, the things that probably piss me off the most are the people that ask me to work on their shit at home. You're okay because you're a friend, but people at work ask me all the time.
Oh, I would hate that.
And it's annoying
as
hell.
Unless it's me asking you.
That's probably one of the most annoying things, because people blow their shit up all the time, and then it's bad enough I gotta fix their crap at work. I don't want to have to fix their crap at home that both they and their children screwed up, you know?
Can I tell my story real quick?
Sure.
It's pretty interesting. So I was a graphic artist once, long ago, and this guy came in, and he wanted me to do a sign, and he had some sort of bookstore / wine depot. It's in Richmond Center. You probably know the one I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. And he's like, well, I printed this. And it was some sort of texture that he'd printed on, you know, a very average inkjet printer.
At least it wasn't dot matrix.
Or, yeah. Anyway, but there was, it was like yellow and there was horizontal red lines going
Ooh,
through
nice.
It. And I'm like, well, what happened here? It looks like your printer ran out of ink. And he's like, yeah, it did. As I was printing this, but I liked that. I want to use that on my sign. And I had to, you know, hold my breath for a few minutes. And I'm like, okay. So we took this ink dried out print and scanned it into the computer and then blew it up to, I think, 4x3 foot. So it's got all the nice grain
God.
And texture and all that on it. And then we put graphics in front of that, but that was the background.
Nice.
Do you know the place I'm talking about?
The customer's always right, you know. Oh, I thought of one that pisses me off, but it's not really a good story, is people and their fucking email, and they hit the size limit, and so they start getting notifications saying, you basically got too much shit, clean some up, otherwise you're not going to be able to send any more out. So then they email us and say, well, can you increase the size of my mailbox? It's like, no, just clean some of your goddamn email out. We give you 300 megabytes of space.
Uh-huh.
Who needs 300 megabytes of email? And sadly enough, we have people that have, like, gigabytes of mail. But we make them put those in PST files and stuff. But
oh, I get it, yeah.
This is very annoying, because then we have to back all that shit up. So, you know, if we let people have 2 gigs of mailbox
space. And it's
space.
A huge percentage of your backup.
It's a pretty decent size. Thankfully, since we have the limits in place, it cuts down on it. But if we didn't have them and just let everybody have however much mail space as they wanted, it would be hell. Okay. So that's one of my more annoying ones that comes up. Not really a good story, but for anybody that wants to get an IT someday and you have to deal with Exchange or email and stuff, that'll annoy the piss out of you.
They've got that to look forward to.
Yes.
All right, question for both of us. Favorite classic platform?
So what would classic be? Anything that's not current gen, or would it have to be a couple
of
gens?
Yeah, mine would be Nintendo 8-bit.
I'd probably say the Super Nintendo.
Okay. Ben, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the hardest, how would you rank the 360 laptop version 2? I don't know, 8? Next question. Ben and Jones, what is your favorite... That's both of us. What is your favorite side-scroller, side-scrolling with an L missing series of all time? series? Oh, mine is Castlevania, definitely.
It'd probably be the same for me.
I like Contra, but they only made a couple of good ones of those.
Yeah.
Question for both again. Do you feel that the install base of the PS2 will provide a large... I didn't even read these, I just copy-pasted them. Provide a large enough surge to the PS3 at some point in time in order for it to become competitive, regardless of a price drop? Do you feel that a price drop will be needed, or that said surge will never happen at all? But they use the word surge a lot in there.
Yes. I think it's an interesting question.
I think the popularity of the PS2 means the Sony brand has a lot of value.
Yes.
And when it comes down in price, it'll help.
Yeah, I think it would help if the PS2 continues to sell well. It might help Sony's bottom line enough that they could drop the price of the PS3 more quickly, which could help them increase their market share in the next-gen market with the PS3.
At least they're not cutting off their old console like Microsoft and Nintendo did, where
yes.
It's just basically like the end.
Yeah, just dead.
So Sony doesn't dump on its consumers that much.
Yes.
But yeah, I would say the brand value, because of all the big sales, is going to help a lot.
Yeah.
Because don't count out the PS3, because that would be stupid.
No. It'll still be in the fight.
Question for you, Jones. Why don't you and Dale do another podcast? And then in all caps, why?
Actually, ironically enough, we did do one, what was it, a couple of weeks ago? But I haven't actually posted it on the site yet, because I'm in the process of redesigning the site.
Did I edit it then?
I think you said you edited it and posted it. It's just a matter of me linking
it
and putting
the server?
In the feed and stuff, yeah.
Oh, for a second there I thought, oh shit, did I forget to edit
that? I have to double check that, but I believe you emailed me and said it was done and up there.
But Jones told me that, as I speak of him like he's not even here, that...
Maybe I'm not.
He was really looking forward to learning how to edit podcasts himself. And
yeah, that would be an amazing time. I can't wait.
Because it's so difficult.
And once I'm done with my website redesign, that'll probably happen, which I'm pretty close to. So you should see, probably around the time that this podcast is up, or maybe a day or two after, you'll probably see a new one up on A Fistful of Reviews. So
could they preview your new site if we told them where it is?
You could, actually. If you go to afistfulreviews.com and then put a slash in and then put the word blog and hit enter, you can actually go and check out what the new one will look like.
It's pretty
and you'll
cool.
Notice it'll be kind of similar to this site that Ben runs, since I use the WordPress action on it.
But the column is on the left this time.
Yeah.
It makes it completely different.
Obviously.
All right. Question for Ben. That's me. Are you still looking to buy a PS3, or are you leaning to the uber-cool Xbox 360?
Hey, who said that? I like that guy.
I don't know. I don't have their names here.
Oh. He's got the right attitude, though.
I know someone that said he'd sell it to me for like $450. He has one.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
yes.
But I don't know. I probably won't buy either of them until this fall. So I don't know, really know what to say about that.
You should get in there with the 360. See, I think the secret reason why Ben wants to get a PS3 instead of a 360 is because he's afraid I'm going to kick his ass and everything online. Or if he gets a PS3, I won't have one. So
you know, if I had
problem.
To be, if I'm honest, I would like both.
Yes. Yeah.
We'll see. Maybe if I find a big pot of money someplace. Okay, both of us. Do y'all watch any sports? Which ones are your favorites? I used to watch football back in high school.
Yeah, I used to be a sports fanatic, and then, like, in 99-2000 time frame, movies became my new fix. But I still like to watch soccer and stuff, like when the World Cup comes around, that's a good time, and I'll turn on a NBA game every now and then, or NFL game. Like, this time's kind of the good time of year, because the playoffs are on for the NFL and NHL, so I kind of tune those in, but I don't watch very much regular season stuff anymore. NFL's pretty much the same. Unless I'm really bored on a Sunday, I'll just flip it on and zone out for an hour, but
there's too much to keep track of, you know? The players are always changing.
Well, and too many goddamn commercials. I hate freaking commercials, which is why I don't even watch TV in general. Fun fact, canceled the basic cable the other day.
You did?
That's right.
You did what must be done.
That's right. I figured I hadn't turned it on in, like, 2 months, so screw it.
Oh, that's right, because you have the high-def rabbit ears there.
Yeah, which I don't even watch that either, but it's there if I wanted to.
It's free!
Yeah!
All right, well, let's finish this up here. Ben, what does the J in your name stand for? That's an interesting question.
That is a good question. I don't even know.
Believe it or not, it stands for the word J. J-A-Y, which is completely redundant. Think about it. I'll have to ask my mom about that this weekend when I do the Mother's Day thing. So that's what it stands for.
Interesting.
So I have no trouble just abbreviating it because it means the same damn thing.
It's true.
But I'm changing my name to Ben Heck anyway, so what do I care? Both of us. This is a good one. If you could go back in time and stop any movie from being made, what movie would it be?
Oh, God.
Or maybe, how about we could say if we could stop any movie being made? Because there's a couple in production I wish I could stop by waving my hand.
Oh, that's a good question. It's like, you gotta look at it like, which one started, like, really bad trends? That's kind of how you have to think about it, I think. Because, like,
Ace Ventura 1.
Hey, I like that movie. Back off.
I hated it.
I want to ask you a few questions. Oh, God, it's a good time.
What about, if you could wave your hand and make Indiana Jones 4 not happen?
I'd be very happy to.
Let me try it real quick. Yeah, we'll see if it worked.
Yeah, I don't think so. For me, it would probably be, like, the Grinch movie. It's right up there. And, like, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. I despise that movie with a passion. Just awful. And the Grinch was just horrible. Because it pretty much shat all over, like, the original cartoon and...
Yeah. They could attach electromagnets to Chuck Jones's grave and power America when he spins in it.
Yeah, I'm sure he's still spinning to this day.
Well, what about movies that had, like, an adverse effect on the industry or started terrible trends? Like, I liked it a lot, but The Ring sure started a deluge of shit.
Yeah. That's what I was trying to think of, is, like, movies that started these trends, but that's Jurassic the problem, Park. Is they're usually good movies that start the trends.
Like, Jurassic Park started a whole trend of people running away from rendered monsters and not shooting them and just being, like, big pussies, because Transformers, I know it's gonna be Jurassic Park with robots. You know it's gonna be like that.
It'll
suck. The robot's gonna be, like crawling around, and, like, Shia LaBeouf or whatever his name is gonna be, like, crawling through a sewer pipe, like, oh, can it see me? The whole movie's gonna be like that. I haven't read the script, but I just know.
Yeah, it'll be the same damn thing. And even, like, movies like The Matrix, which I'm not as hard over it as most people are, but it's a good movie, but, you know, you had all this bullet time shit that had to get injected into, like, every movie after that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all of a sudden, that was the hot thing, and it just showed up everywhere. And, it's kind of sad, because movies that, you know, kind of push the envelope like that to some extent, or do something kind of original, they, like, very quickly become generic because of all the shit that follows after them. because they kind of, like, push the envelope somewhere, but then everybody else does it, so then it's, like, it kind of, I don't know, deludes the original movie.
Here's one. What about Spider-Man 1? Because it was a phenomenal hit, and look at all the superhero movies we have to wade through now.
Yeah, because X-Men actually came out before it, and that was a pretty good one, but then Spider-Man just, like, exploded and destroyed all these records, and so then it's like, oh, well, obviously everybody wants to see Daredevil and Elektra.
Or Iron Man or Green Hornet.
Yeah, because now they're making an Iron Man movie with Robert Downey Jr.
Well, your boy Tom Cruise wanted to do that for a long time.
Yeah. That would have gone. I have no shame.
But...
And then they're going to make, like, a Magneto movie, I heard, spinning off of X-Men, and they're supposed to be, like, a potential Wolverine, and then you have the, you know, dreadful Catwoman movie that got made, and then you even had shit like Aeon Flux getting made, which, I don't know if that began as a comic book or not. I know it was that MTV show. I don't know if it ever had a life as a comic, but...
Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
Because since that one was marginally successful, the rate of video game movies being made has gone up somewhat.
Yeah, because you had all the Resident Evils come
and
along.
And they all suck. And
Doom and all that, yeah.
Ugh.
So anyway.
Oh.
There's all kinds of them that we would want to get rid of.
You know, I don't think we even have time for our third topic, but...
That's okay.
It wasn't much of a topic. We'll do it next time.
Yeah.
Because we have this great last question.
Yes!
For both of us, Bruce Campbell, like... or dislike?
Bruce Campbell. I really don't feel one way or another about the guy for the most part. I mean, he's amusing. Like, I liked when he popped up in the new Spider-Man, and he's like the maitre d' at the French restaurant.
You gotta wonder, though, how many new characters they can pass him off as.
I know, because he's popped up in every one so far, but he was amusing in this one, and, like, Spider-Man 2, he was in it very briefly, and this one he was actually in it, you know, for more screen time than probably the first two put together.
That was pretty funny.
They played it pretty well. And
the champagne and all that.
And the Evil Dead movies are, you know, fun in their own way. I'm not ecstatic over them, but I guess he's got his charms.
Well, I've read Bruce Campbell's... I almost said Bruce Willis... I read his first book, If Chins Could Talk, Confessions of a B-Grade Movie Actor, and I have to say, I mean, he's definitely got, you know, the working class thing going on.
Yeah.
He just tells it like it is, and our friend Dale has actually met Bruce Campbell.
Yeah, because he went to the book signing for that book.
Actually, I think he's met him twice.
Yeah, because I think he had a second book come out, didn't he?
Yeah, Make Love the Bruce Campbell Way.
Yeah, and so he went to that... signing too, and
which, you know, must include, you know, going with women and saying, "Give me some sugar, baby." But anyway, yeah, he seems like a very down to earth guy, and he started, you know, making movies with camcorders in Michigan. So,
yeah,
you gotta like admire that.
Yeah, I like the fact that Raimi hasn't like forgotten about him. You know, like they're still obviously friends because Raimi keeps plunking him down in the Spider-Man movies and everything, and.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the classic keeps showing up in all of his movies, so.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So, Bruce Campbell seems like a pretty cool guy, and you remember Dale said that he acted just like Ben Kelsch?
Oh, did he?
Yeah,
I
which
that.
I can totally see
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I could picture that.
So, the one movie I've always wanted to make for 5 years...
It would have Bruce Campbell in it.
Yep, because yeah. I've been wanting to make a movie called The Kings and Queens of Karaoke, which is basically Dirty Dancing with Karaoke. And there's a washed-up 80s singer in it. Do not confuse this with a recent Drew Barrymore movie, because I hate Drew Barrymore. But it was going to have a washed-up 80s singer in it, played by Bruce Campbell. And if you read his book, I hadn't even read his book when I thought of that, but he seems like... It'd be a good role for him because the character needs to have a certain disenfranchisement to him. And
you know, someday you should write an article about why you hate Drew Barrymore.
Is it really that important?
I don't know. It'd be interesting.
She just...
I just don't understand how anybody could hate Drew Barrymore, but...
I hate her because I can't understand why so many people like her. I don't... Think about that. Like the Wii. You see the Wii sitting there. Do you, like, want to punch it? I mean, honestly.
No.
But you think about all those people that, like, are allured to it for whatever marketing reason. That's probably what makes you upset.
Yeah.
Or confused.
Yeah.
That's it.
I suppose.
I mean, she's got, like, this Jay Leno chin, and... Well, I guess that's mostly it, but she makes
she
the same...
She has a Jay Leno chin.
She has like a Jay Leno chin.
That's a little extreme,
and,
I think.
And then she makes the same movie every goddamn time. It's like, Drew Barrymore is a plucky waitress slash ad executive slash housewife, and she falls in love with Eric Bana slash some other dude, and then they have a song, and I like The Wedding Singer, though.
So she's like Meg Ryan, basically.
Yeah, she's like a proto-Meg Ryan, but I actually like Meg Ryan better because... I don't know. She was in Top Gun. Was Drew Barrymore in Top Gun?
No, I don't think so.
I think not.
She was in 50 First Dates, though.
Huh, I don't think I saw that one.
It's a good movie. It's a lot better than you'd ever expect it to be. That's for sure.
Maybe I won't watch
not
it
not worth
someday.
$30, though, as I've said before.
How many times will that come up? All right, well...
It will never die.
We have run out of time, so we won't have our third topic, but at least we gave you nice detailed answers to most of the questions this time, so there you go.
Yes.
So we'll see you in 2 weeks. We're going to actually try to get the podcast out on a Wednesday this time instead of them being late. So
yes.
We'll see. If you have any good topic ideas, email me, but listen to their podcast first so you can see if we haven't already covered the topic ideas. So from Verona, Wisconsin, this has been Heckendorn saying goodbye.
Adios.